Squirrels and Robots, episode 148. Thanks to everyone for the support this week. Thank you. This is going to be a slow news cycle as elections and Twitter infighting have pretty much taken up most of the front pages, and everyone else who used to write about stuff is already packing up and getting ready to travel for the Thanksgiving season.
Like they can't bring a laptop! Get to work, you kids! We work all the days!
Pretty much. So, let's see. The Witcher 3 is getting a free upgrade on all platforms it's available to be upgraded on, giving the old game some new resolution, textures, lighting effects, and ray tracing. You know, for those who give a crap about that.
Honestly, I feel ray tracing almost washes out a lot of the vibrance you'd get from a game normally. You know, it's all like lens flared out and whatnot. It's not my thing.
I don't think rays should trace. You know, I mean, it's a good way to practice your art, but, you know, don't do it professionally.
Speaking of stealing art, DeviantArt, the website that has had millions of artists on it for about 20 years, has decided to implement AI art creation and opting in all artists by default for the AI learning dataset. Meaning, by default, when you post something, or if you've ever posted something, you're now allowing DeviantArt to mine data from your art, so, you know, others can turn around and use AI to create art using your style that you apparently opted in for. Allegedly.
Well, I just won't do that then!
Yeah, well, here's the problem. You have to go back to every single piece of art you've uploaded and individually check the opt-out option on every accompanying form. Everything. Every piece of artwork. You have to go back into the submission form and opt out. There are people with thousands of pieces of artwork up there. It's not feasible.
Shouldn't they allow just the whole account to opt out?
Yeah, that would be the easy thing to do, which, if they don't implement, I say folks do a class action lawsuit. Quite literally, they are using your work without giving you a legitimate and easy-to-use opt-out option. Dude, every single piece you gotta go back into? Yourself.
You know, AI art is kind of a mixed bag, isn't it? I mean, I like the concept, but a lot of artists are gonna be put out of work in all seriousness.
Hey, I told people to make their own intellectual property while they had the chance.
Steve said that too, and the pumpkin guy who has already used AI art creation for his little coffee break cards he puts on the screen when he, you know, has a sip of coffee during his live stream.
How did they come out?
Well, like I said, it's kind of a mixed bag. You know, some look good, and some are rather wonky. But, you know, all in all, I think it works.
I like it.
Well, okay, here's my thing. For us, right, AI art creation is a godsend. Why? Because we have more ideas than we can work on. So, say we need a background, some posters on the wall in the background, miscellaneous, extraneous, what you would consider assets in a cartoon, right? We can literally type in anything and have some high-quality looking assets created without hiring five other people to do it, which we cannot afford to do. I've looked at the figures and it is true. Look, aside from plug-and-play assets, it's literally a tool for us to make quick mock-ups of anything, in any style, in seconds, rather than days or weeks. And as we're all getting older, I'm pretty sure we can all start valuing the time we have left on this planet a little more. So, you know, anyway, for me, right? It's quick assets, quick sketches, an idea riffing tool. And more importantly, assuming an artist's work has been mined for the AI dataset, you can literally pick any artist, living or dead, and make a mock-up of something in their style.
I feel that's weird and disingenuous.
Well, it depends on how it's used. Like, God forbid I wanted to do a portrait of Germaine, right? I can type in her characteristics and test out the style of Rembrandt, Van Gogh, I mean, anyone throughout history, and get a really good idea of what it would look like in that style. Not only saving me time in attempting to figure out what direction I want to go, I can actually learn how the greatest artists of all time would approach it by example. Now, this is not to say, hey, let me just punch up a couple of pictures of ranting squirrels and put them on the internet and say, hey, look what I did. If you're using AI art, disclosure is key. You can't pass it off as talent. Don't do that.
But, alright, fair enough. However, right, you know, most people using this are just gonna type up, like, nude princess.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Teach in the style of Da Vinci or, you know, some nonsense like that. I mean, it's the internet. You know, think of all those fan booths in Art Alley and, you know, the anime cons. How many of those artists are going to be, like, pushed aside because, you know, people got, like, Gustav Klimt kind of Princess Peach anime posters? You know, I mean, it's going to put a lot of people out of work. I say Princess Peach in the style of Junji Ito. It will show her true essence in the darkest corners of her soul. What? Well, anyone who hangs around that many shrooms is gonna be a little twisted. Alright. But yeah, that is kind of where it's gonna go sideways, because, you know, a lot of non-artists are gonna be churning out weird crap. You know, using other people's IPs. So there's gonna be some kind of legal issues at some point, but again, if you're one of those folks who do commissions for questionable concepts of fan-favorite characters, that is eventually gonna dry up, okay? Trust me, the resolution isn't nearly where it needs to be, and even doing AI upscaling, it's almost passable if you want a kind of 8x10 printout, but it's not there. It's not 100%. But 3 to 5 years? Oof. Yeah, I mean, you know, when you put it that way, I mean, personally, it's hypothetically, if I wanted, say, some, you know, art of the Amazon lady in Dragon's Crown, you know, for my wall, you know, why would I pay, like, $20 to $50 for a doodle, you know, from an actual artist, when I can get 1,000 of them for the same price and pick and choose whatever I want? Instantly! That does seem like a good deal. Ugh, well, I mean, it is what it is, all right? The Pandora's box has already been open long ago, and it's not like the tech is gonna go away anytime soon. It'll only get better and more efficient, you know, with better resolutions, better accuracy, better textures. So, yo, maybe, all right, here, I'm gonna look at the bright side. Maybe having all this fan art created by people who know how to type rather than actual artists will now push actual artists to create new content, new original content, which the world really needs. We're all sick of the reboots and the franchise tie-ins and spin-offs at this point. We need new content, okay? And if this pushes more of those phenomenally talented artists to create original IPs, then fine. Don't waste your time doodling out naked doodles of stupid-ass characters for some schmuck with $5, okay? You're better than that? You know you're better than that. And if you're not, well then, your job is going to be taken away by AI art. It's sad, it's true, and I'm going to be the only one who is going to be legitimately real with you. Where you can do it, all right? I hate to be the bringer of bad news, but if you know anything about me, I am a realist, okay? All that weird fan art crap you've been getting nickeled and dimed for by weirdos, the weirdos are going to put those nickels and dimes to something else. They'll invest in AI art rather than your craft. The only one who is going to invest in your craft is you. A lot of you fan artists out there have more talent than I would hope to have in my lifetime, okay? But so does AI art, all right? Keep this in mind. Make original content, please. You can do it. Speaking of content, and, you know, there not being a lot of original content, did you hear Disney is supposedly going to retcon the Star Wars sequels trilogy? What? Reports have stated that they are going to recut the 3 movies and make them into 3 separate miniseries with added footage, more content, plot changes, and whatnot. For the love of Christ, dude, as history goes, these movies just came out. I mean, even Lucas waited 20 years before he hacked up the original trilogy. So, do I get a refund for the movies I paid for? I'll doubt it, mate. Unbelievable. And you know, people are going to be all stoked about it. They're going to be like, oh, cool, man, more Star Wars, you brain-dead schmucks. Oh, speaking of Stoke, maybe we'll get more backstory on Supreme Leader Stoke. His name was Snoke. Supreme Leader Snoke. Oh, I think you're lying. No, dude, it's Snoke. You, I believe. So, okay then, let's all get stoked for more Snoke. Yeah. Oh, and hey, Disney,
You want to maybe not push Finn to the furthest galaxy far, far away in this retcon? The dude was the most interesting character in the first movie, and y'all just sidelined him like a chump.
Eh, my boy Boyega got the shaft on that, mate. Bloke was aces in the first movie, then just they shrunk his role to the point of non-existence.
Whatever. Yeah, God. At this point, I'm not really surprised, honestly, and frankly, look, Disney is one of the few companies with a wallet big enough to retcon a multi-million dollar trilogy, you know, just because it wasn't up to Star Wars standards, you know? God.
Well, you know what? I will give them credit for that, you know? I mean, they know those movies were dreadful, and now they want a right or wrong. So, respect where respect is due. However, if they maybe handled the franchise and characters with the proper respect to begin with, perhaps they wouldn't have to redo three movies and turn them into three miniseries. I like The Mandalorian.
Oh, God. Someone make new content, please. We're redoing movies less than 5 years old now.
Yeah, you know, AI taking jobs away from real artists, remaking movies less than 5 years old. You know, I feel like creativity is kind of at its end.
Yeah, well, with everyone flooding the market 24/7, is it any wonder we've run out of ideas and things are devalued so much?
Hey, I tried to make a whole new series about us, but people got poopy about it. Now, I'm working on a webcomic about a girl with chest balloons.
What? You what?
Never mind! It's a secret!
Okay. Yeah, good. Keep it that way. Anyway, support creative artists if you can. Try to enjoy the holidays.
Happy Thanksgiving!
And if you want to have your Thanksgiving be a peaceful one when around family, just don't get involved talking about politics, religion, and all that crazy crap. You only get so many days off where you can chill with family. So, yo, don't mess things up by talking about dumb politicians, politics, and world events. They're only going to give you indigestion, okay? It's pointless. You arguing about politics doesn't gain you any points with your favorite political figure you're trying to enlighten the rest of your family about, okay? Your political views aren't going to change their minds. Just show up, eat, talk about the sports ball or movies or what the hell ever, and leave when dinner is done, okay? Same goes for friends.
Even though things aren't as good as they can be, at least we can take time out and try to enjoy some good food and okay people that we won't have to see again for another year.
Exactly.
Also, make sure you take home leftovers. I am all about them leftovers.
And if you're not going to hang out with family or friends, yo, go hang out online. You know, somebody's gonna be streaming on Twitch, YouTube, etc. There is always someone on. And there's always someone able to communicate with.
Yeah, people do get depressed around the holidays, you know? If you're not stressed, then you're depressed. So, you know, it's kind of this or that, really. It's like no one enjoys the holidays. I don't see why. I mean, even if you're by yourself, there's an undeniable fun vibe in the air filled with holiday spirit.
Well, I think that's the stress.
Well, either way, I feed off it like a kid in a candy shop. Oh,
yes. Yeah, who knows if there'll be a podcast Thanksgiving week. Maybe we'll take a break. Kind of depends on the news cycles.
The Pumpkin Guy will be streaming on Sunday at noon and Wednesday at 1 p.m. on Twitch. Or maybe a little later. We'll see, you know? Have a little get-together then. I will not be there.
Yeah, neither will I.
I'm busy eating candy.
Whatever. I don't know. Do something fun. Get a bunch of food for yourself. Stuff your face and be thankful for something, okay? Even if you have to dig deep this year because the world kind of sucks. If you're breathing, that's a good thing, right?
I'm thankful for my new sponge. It doesn't smell bad.
It is the little things, isn't it?
Like belly button lint and a two-wheeled tricycle.
Yeah. Later, everyone! Josie!
What?
Well, never mind.
Oh, bollocks.
Bollocks.